The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God concerning the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be getting into that very shortly. Before I do that, though, boy, do I have a lot of announcements about Word of Faith Radio. Now, you know I'm always talking about Word of Faith Radio. It is near and dear to my heart, and I tell you, Harold Cagle and his wife Peggy had a vision many years ago to have a Word of Faith radio station. Word of Faith only. And that station manifested itself on the internet. And through a series of divine connections, the Lord was able to put me together with Harold. I'd never met Harold. But through really, seriously, some divine connections, we came together, and I tell you what, it has been a tremendous friendship and a tremendous collaboration. I lend some technical knowledge as technical director, and Harold does all the programming and has the vision for the station. And he and Peggy both do spots on the station, and I tell you, it's just a tremendous ministry. And their ministry, by the way, is Word of Faith Broadcasting Incorporated. It is a nonprofit organization, and if you go to the WFR website, which I'm going to put on the screen right here, WFR.org, WFR.org, then you can click on the button that says donate, and you can donate to the ministry, and I'd encourage you to do that. Now, you know, I don't get anything out of that. Everything I do for them is totally volunteer, because we are getting the Word of God out to the world. And I mean that, to the world. Did you know we have a tremendous number of listeners in China? Hallelujah, in China. They're listening to Word of Faith Radio. You say, but Dr. Bill, they don't speak English. You'd be surprised. A lot of Chinese do speak English, because English has become the language of commerce around the world. And so there's a lot of English-speaking folks in China, and they are listening to Word of Faith Radio. That is just awesome. And recently, we've been able to get a lot of statistics that bear that out. And of course, England and Australia and everywhere that you're listening to Word of Faith Radio, and I know you're out there, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you telling others to tune in and listen to Word of Faith Radio. Now, what's the big news? I got off a little nostalgic there, but what's the news? The news is that for a long time, we have been available at Word of Faith Radio on TuneIn Radio. Now, TuneIn Radio is an app that you can get on your iPad, your Android phone, basically any type of mobile application, you can get a TuneIn Radio app for it. And if you go to, and I'll put it here on the screen, TuneIn, TuneIn.com/mobile, MOBILE, TuneIn/mobile. If you go to that address, you can download any number of apps for your smartphones, for your tablets, whatever. And we've been on TuneIn Radio for a very long time for Word of Faith Radio. But now, the Healing Station has been added to TuneIn Radio. So you can listen to the main feed for Word of Faith Radio, or you can listen to the Healing Station feed for Word of Faith Radio. And if you know anybody that is dealing with sickness and disease, they're having to fight the good fight of faith in that arena, you need to get them to tune in to the Healing Station, because they can have 24/7 teaching, music, encouragement, scripture on healing. Healing all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time, healing. To just build that into their spirit and get them in a position to receive their healing manifested in their life. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Praise the Lord. Now, other news. There is a, I think they're British. company that's called Pure, P-U-R-E, Pure. Good name. And Pure has a bunch of internet radios. Now, what is that? That is a device that you can put in your house that will tune into your wireless internet, if you have wireless internet in your house, Wi-Fi as they call it, and that radio can pick up internet radio stations. Well, the way Pure does this is you register the station on their website. So we got Word of Faith Radio and the Healing Station, both registered on Pure Connect. Okay, so if you go to pure.com, and I'll put that up here on the screen as well, pure.com, actually I think the catalog of places that you can, and stations that you can listen to, as it is at connect.pure.com. Okay, not www, but connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T dot pure dot com, as it says there on the screen. And you go there, you can, in the search item, put in WOFR, and you will find both stations listed under Pure Connect. So, I tell you, we're getting out there. We're getting the Word of God to the world, and we're getting more ways to connect than ever. Praise the Lord. So, I wanted to share all that with you. I know it took a little bit of time to do that, but I'm just really excited about getting the Word to the world through Word of Faith Radio. Praise the Lord. You know, Romans 10:17 says very clearly, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You got to hear the Word preached and taught and ministered to continue to build your faith. And notice, and I point this out a lot, notice it says faith cometh by hearing, not by having heard. Do you see the difference? Hearing and hearing and hearing. An ongoing, continuous basis of hearing. So that's why we have the Healing Station, so you can believe to receive your healing. That's why we have the main feed, so that you can have all the excellent programs that are teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. Woo, hallelujah. Good things being ministered through Word of Faith Radio. All right, let's get into the Word of God. We're talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. We found out last time that the baptism in the Holy Ghost is a unique, separate experience from being born again. We're going to bear that out a little further as we go into this study. So let's go back to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, remember we said that Pentecost was a festival of the Jews. When it was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, hallelujah, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and begin to speak with other tongues. Now, I want you to see that relationship. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now, notice, they began to speak. Doesn't say they stopped. Now, I don't mean they spoke in tongues the rest of their lives forever, you know, continuously. No, I mean, there are a lot of people that receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they go, "Whoo! I spoke in tongues," and then they never do it again. Come on, folks. Speaking in tongues is a valuable tool for you to use spiritually. You say, "Dr. Bill, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard." What do you mean? Well, you got to go to the book of Jude. Let's just do that. I hadn't planned to do that, but I tell you what, you know how it goes. You get teaching the Word of God, and before you know it, you're off on a rabbit trail. Well, this is a good rabbit trail, praise the Lord. Jude has one chapter in it, and verse 20. Okay, look at this. But ye beloved, well, who's he talking to? He's talking to Christians, isn't he? He's talking to the beloved. He says, but ye, you Christians, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Doesn't say building your faith. A lot of people misread this. They think it says building your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's the rest of the verse. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, praying in the Holy Ghost, as wonderful as it is, and as good as it is, and as much as you should do it, doesn't build your faith. It builds up you. Amen. It builds you up on your most holy faith. Well, what's the difference? The difference is building your faith is excellent. Nothing wrong with that. You do that by hearing the Word of God. We just read that, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But, and by the way, that's hearing and receiving teaching. That's what that means in Romans 10:17. But you need to be built up. Have you ever been tired? I know that's a question. Everybody's like, well, yeah, of course. Have you ever been really, really tired? And I mean run down, and I mean, oh, Lord, I don't know if I can go on. You know what you need to do? Some of you are saying, yeah, I need to rest. Well, yeah, you do. You need to physically rest. There's no question about that. Jesus took time to separate himself aside to rest. Do you know there's a lot of preachers are burning out because they refuse to rest? They won't even take a vacation because they say, I can't take a vacation. I've got to be doing the work of God. Yes, you need to be doing the work of God, but you have to rest. Jesus himself took time apart to rest. I'm talking to somebody out there. Somebody needs to hear this. If the Lord, if the head of the church took time apart to rest, do you think you're better than he is? Uh-oh. No, you need time to physically rest. And if you're not getting physical rest, there's a problem. But there's also a rest that's available through speaking in other tongues. Amen. The book of Isaiah says very plainly, there is a rest for the people of God, yet they would not hear. What does that mean, they would not hear? They wouldn't receive it. And it was prophetically speaking about speaking in other tongues. And here it's borne out by James chapter 1, because James chapter 1 says that you build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go ahead and look up rest. I'm sure that scripture will come to me. But I know it's in Isaiah, but I'm telling you what, sometimes, particularly when you get off on these rabbit trails, you don't always have it right at the tip of your tongue, right at your fingertips. So I'm going to go ahead and look it up. And by the way, as I look this up, I'm reminded to share with you that eSword is a great resource. E-sword.net. I'll put that on the screen as well. E-sword.net is a tremendous resource to you because you can look up things like this. All right, Isaiah 28. You know I was going to say it was Isaiah 28. I just didn't quite think, well, you know, what if I'm wrong? You know how that goes? Anyway, Isaiah 28. I was pretty sure that was correct. But let's go read this. Isaiah 28. Let's start in verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Talking about studying the Word of God. Hallelujah, I love that. But here it is, verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this, speaking in tongues, in other words, this thing about speaking in tongues, it is rest. This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary. Remember I said, are you weary? To rest. And this is the refreshing. Some of you need a refreshing. But what does it say here? Yet they would not hear. Speaking in tongues is a refreshing to the people of God. Yet they would not hear. Or we put it this way, they didn't want anything to do with it. Now, to some, it's because they don't believe in it. To others, it's that they believe in it, but they just don't do it on a regular basis. Now, what did we read over there in Jude 20? But ye beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in the Spirit is a tool, as I said, in your tool belt in your arsenal that will help you receive rest. It will help build you up. See, that's why it's so important, is building you up. Own your most holy faith. Now, as I said, doesn't build your faith. It builds you up on your most holy faith. Now, I have a theory as to why that is true. I can't absolutely substantiate it, but this is just my opinion. You know, Paul often said, you know, this is not the Holy Ghost speaking, this is me. All right. Well, this seemeth good to me, all right? And that's this. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, your mind is not involved. We know that from the Scripture. Very plainly says that it doesn't come from your mind, it is out of your spirit. Your spirit speaketh mysteries unto God. We'll get into this later in our study. I'm getting way ahead of myself. It's just so far ahead of myself, but somebody needs to hear this. That's why I believe we're getting into it. The thing about it is that as you pray in the Holy Ghost, since it is coming out of your spirit, not out of your mind, you build yourself up on reliance to the Holy Spirit. Now, for instance, here's an example. You know, Jesus often used what was happening at that moment as a perfect example of what he was saying. I'm going to do the same thing. A while ago, I thought to myself, that scripture is in Isaiah 28, but I wasn't sure. It wasn't at the tip of my mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of mixing metaphors a bit, but hopefully you see what I'm saying. Wasn't right there where I could recall it in my mind. But my spirit knew Isaiah 28. But I had to lean to my spirit, not to my mind. Okay? Now, same thing with praying in the Holy Ghost. When I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, when I begin to speak in other tongues, it's not coming out of my mind, it's coming out of my spirit. I have to connect more fully my mouth to my spirit than I do with my brain. You see that? So if I'm speaking to you as I am now, it is going through the mental processor of my brain. Now, I speak out of my spirit as a teacher, yes, but it's kind of being screened by my brain, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm having to speak English. But now, if I were to begin to speak in other tongues, that comes entirely out of my spirit. My brain doesn't, there's nothing there to connect to because it's not English words, it's not a language I know. So if I begin to say, none of that came out of my mind, but it came out of my spirit. So that connecting with the Spirit builds you up on connection to spiritual things, connection to the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? So I believe, again, it's me, I believe that's the key to the reason that he says it builds you up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It builds you up because you, the real you, is a spirit man. You have a mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. That's what we call, the theological term is called tripartite man. You are three becoming one. Does that sound familiar? Amen. God is three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in one God. You are an example of that as a believer. You are a spirit. You have a mind. You live in a body. You are also a tripartite individual. Amen. See, we're called Christians. Christ is, of course, the anointed one in his anointing. The I-A-N extension on the end means little, you know, like a little one of that. So a Christian is a little Christ, a little anointed one. Not the anointed one, that's Jesus, but we are part of his body. We are in him, therefore we are Christian. We're part of the whole. We are a part, making us smaller, than of the whole. Do you see what I'm saying? But what we've got to do is, as a physical being that has a body, that has a mind that does the filtering, as I mentioned a while ago, and then is really a human spirit. If you get down to your core, that's why it's called the heart, not because of the blood pump. It's not the blood pump it's talking about in the scripture when it says the heart of man. It's talking about the core of man, like the center of, you know, you take a watermelon, you cut it to the heart, that's the center of the watermelon. If you cut into a tree and see the rings at the very center, that's the heart of the tree. It's the center. So you go from the body to the mind to the spirit. You get to the heart of the matter, which is that you are a human spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And it's interesting to me that the people who read that scripture over in Thessalonians where it talks about that you be sanctified wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, not H-O-L-Y in this case, but wholly, completely, spirit and soul and body, that reference is talking about your whole man, and it starts with the spirit, it goes to the mind, or the soul, and then it ends up with the body. It's amazing to me how many people read that verse of scripture and they go the other direction. Body, soul, spirit. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what does that have to do with anything? It shows their emphasis. It shows their thinking. They think of themselves as a body. They think of themselves as a body that has a mind. And then somewhere in there, at the end, there's this spirit that we don't know anything about. A true biblical perspective is that you are a spirit, and that's what's important. You have a mind. It's your possession. You should be possessing it. You should be using it, not letting it drive you. Don't be driven by emotions. Be driven by your spirit, which is the real you. That's the part that is important. And then you live in a physical body. And that physical body, that's just your earth suit. You've heard Charles Capps use that term. It's your earth suit. You need it to exist in this physical world, but it's really not you. It's like a suit of clothes you put on. Now, when you hang those clothes up in your closet, are you all sad and think, oh, my clothes are in the closet? No, you think, well, that's silly, Dr. Bill. What in the world are you talking about? Well, when you hang your physical body up, meaning you go home and be with the Lord, your body gets put aside. But there's nothing about that body that's important. Really? It's like a suit. The real you went home to be with the Lord. Remember what Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Well, absent, what does he mean absent? That means his spirit man left his body and went home to be with the Lord. His body, what's his body? His body is just a suit of clothes. You know, your clothes get worn out, you throw them away. Same thing with your body. Your body gets worn out, you throw it away. But you are all right. You're in heaven with the Lord if you're a Christian, if you're born again. If not, woo, wouldn't want to be you. Sorry. Now, I say that in a humorous way, but I'm telling you it's the truth. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord if you have not done so. Amen? And if you haven't, let me just tell you, the key to that is Romans, amen, 10. 8, 9, and 10. Write that down. I'm going to put it on the screen. Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. Listen, if you're not a believer, you go read that verse of Scripture. Because it will tell you very plainly, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, near to you. Even in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Jesus as Lord, it says Lord, to confess Jesus as Lord. But listen, that is more than just a confession of Jesus as Lord. No, that's a confession of receiving him as your Lord. Letting him truly control your life. receive him as your personal Lord, then you also have to believe that God raised him from the dead. That's what it says. Receive him as Lord. Believe he was raised from the dead. You mean I got to believe in all that miracle stuff? Absolutely. And then thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Woo! We really ran out of time. I'm going to have to go. So, write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. And, of course, you can always write me at my email address, which is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. You can always go to our website, WFM.org, for teaching and for audio teaching and video teaching and all kinds of good things. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.